Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're alright. That was Greg James, and this is Scott Mills. So, 1st of December, which means Christmas is officially on. Greg's been playing Christmas songs aplenty this afternoon.
I know, what are you going to do then?
I've got a couple. I'll tell you what I'm very excited about, though.
What?
You know, Zane Lowe's been doing his masterpieces.
Yeah.
Metallica, first one. The album Metallica, in full, with no interruptions last night. He's playing the greatest albums, or some of them, ever made, every night this week. Tonight, it's The Streets, which is going to be good. Original pirate material. So he'll take you through that classic album. He will talk to some of the people involved with it tonight from 7 o'clock. And then the album gets played from start to finish with nothing in the way. We've got our own masterpiece, which we're going to play at 5 o'clock tonight.
Excellent.
We're going to turn all our mobile phones off. Becky, you need to get off MSN. We're going to take the phone in the studio off the hook.
Who do you want to be in charge of the doors, me or Chappers?
I think I was in
the tug-of-war team when I was at school.
She's
so
tougher than I am.
I'm probably hardier when it comes to...
Yeah. You're more likely to scare them away.
So you can barricade a door because you're good at tug-of-war?
Yeah, because I've got strength behind me.
Yeah, all right. Well, you can be in charge of the door then. Mm-hmm. All right?
I'm not disputing it.
I'm going to get a wardrobe and put it up against it, you know, like they do in films.
Oh, there's two doors, though.
I'll quickly run between each one and hope they don't get in when I'm at the other
one. That's still safer than me taking charge of one of them.
Yeah, I think it's probably best that you do both, because I'm not going to be any use. 5 o'clock tonight, we'll play our masterpiece. Podcast. You are absolutely loving the Christmas tunes today. The darkness and Christmas time, don't let the bells end. Is this appropriate yet? I think it's fine. It's the first. I'm quite excited. Hello, Jade. I just tried to ring you, but you didn't answer your phone. It's snowing where she is, just outside Glasgow. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jeffro.
Hi, Jeffro. What's going on?
My girlfriend was in the darkness song. When she was like in year 8, she was in the choir. Halfway through the video, you see the choir come through the door, and she was in it.
Oh, what's her name?
Jess.
Is she with you now?
She is indeed.
Can I speak to her, please?
You can, of course.
Thanks.
That's nice. Hello?
We don't want to talk to him.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Wow, you're famous.
Yeah.
So you were in the choir for that song by The Darkness?
Yes, I was.
How do you feel about that now? How do you feel about that now?
Good, because I get a bit of money from that, I think.
Yeah. Do you remember when they asked you to do it, then?
Yeah.
What happened?
Basically, they asked the director of music at my school to pick 13 of us to be in the choir for it, and he picked me. So.
Were you a bit of a goody-two-shoes?
I wouldn't say that.
Right.
So how many years ago was this now? What, 4 or 5 years ago?
No, I'm doing my degree now, so it was quite a while ago.
Whoa. Okay. I bet you haven't lost it, though.
Huh?
I bet you haven't lost it. I bet you could still do a bit of it now.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
No, but Jethro said, I heard him go, yes, you can, in the background, so there's actually no reason why you can't. Come on, let's prove to everyone that years on, now you're doing your degree, you haven't lost it, you can still do it. I've turned off the music, it's all yours. Go.
Oh, God. Okay. Christmas time. Don't let the bells end. Christmas time. Don't let the bells end. That's it.
Really good. Really good. Aw, thanks for doing that. You clearly haven't lost it.
Thanks.
Love you.
Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
No, Becky, mulled wine is not allowed yet.
What about mince pies? I really want a warm mince pie.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's fine. Just not... The wine needs to be off during the show, obviously. Hello!
Hello!
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Jade.
Hi, Jade, what's going on?
It's snowing. It's snowing where I am. There's, like, lots of snow happening, so it's all Christmas
Day.
Yeah!
Is it a winter wonderland?
No, it's a bit cold, but it's winter wonderland, yeah. It's really cold, though.
Where are you?
I know a wee place called Shorts. It's a wee village just outside Glasgow.
So is it like little bits of snow? It's not like Proper
not,
snow.
It's like proper snow. It's proper snow. We're quite high up, so we always get lots of snow.
But oh, yeah, I wish I was there.
Proper snow. Oh, no, you don't. It's freezing.
It's, I think it's freezing everywhere, but at least you've got snow.
Yeah, really Christmas, eh? It's like so pretty.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I bet you.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye. Okay. I've got a question for you in a second. Chappers, can you come in? Sorry, I forgot to ask him to come in. I was getting all wrapped up in Christmas. He's too busy doing the sport. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry.
What?
I know you've got sport to do and stuff. Sorry, is it a busy day?
Groundhog Day is the sport.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Not much happening?
It's exactly the same as yesterday, bizarrely.
Okay. So you're going to read out exactly the same thing?
I could very well do, yeah, regarding Ireland and World Cups and everything. Yeah.
What were you actually doing out there looking busy then?
Oh, I was doing but there's a fresh story as well.
Oh, okay, good.
I was working very hard on.
I've got a question. This morning, I spotted a really nice table out on the pavement outside my new house, about two doors down, okay?
Right.
This is a really nice table.
Okay.
Now, where I used to live, there used to be, like, old TVs outside. There'd be, like, sofas just bunged outside, but they were all quite nasty, and you wouldn't want to take them.
Right.
But this is a really nice table, and I need a new table in my house. So is it okay to take the table if it's still there tonight when I get back?
I think if it's still there tonight, then yes, I would take it.
Yeah,
what kind of table? Like a coffee table or a dining room table?
It's like a coffee table,
right?
Yeah.
Is it not all wet and the weather hasn't been very good?
No, because it hasn't been raining here today yet, and it's only I didn't see it last night when I came in, so it just
is it
there.
On the street or is it in somebody's garden?
It's on the street,
right?
It's not in somebody. Well, it's not someone's back garden.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. It's not got an umbrella coming out of it, has
no,
it? And four chairs around it, because basically that'd be theft.
I just think that, right? The very idea that I'm wanting to wait until nightfall suggests that I, in my head, I'm doing something wrong. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not going to go in daylight and do it.
It's dark now, isn't it? You haven't waited for nightfall. It's just because you're working.
I think you get fined for putting too much rubbish on the street as well now. So you could be helping them and saving them some money.
So I stop them from getting a fine and get a really nice table in the process. I like it.
The one that doesn't speak slightly concerned, he'd like to know if you do lots of bad things at nightfall.
No.
All the naughty things that do you do when it's dark?
No, I just...
You've got a very cheeky grin on your face at the moment. What are you thinking of?
I just think that I probably...
What kind of things do you do after dark?
Pardon?
What kind of things do you do after
All
dark?
All sorts.
Well, do you?
Yeah. But I just think that maybe... I don't know. I wouldn't go and remove it in the daytime, but I think once it was dark...
Well, if it's still there when you get back, then carry it up to you.
I have an idea. It might be gone by tonight by the time I get home.
Yeah, but if
Why
it isn't...
Why don't you just bang on the door of the house and go, excuse me, can I have your table, please? And they'll say yes, and then you can have it.
I'll get a better idea. I pass the blame off onto my flatmate, who is at home ill today.
Right.
So he could, like, go and get it now.
Well, if he looks out the window and sees whether the table's still down there, he could carry it up.
He's sick. He can't be lugging around heavy furniture.
It's two doors down.
But it's a massive table.
How hard can it be?
And then if he takes the table up, that leaves you free to do other things at nightfall tonight.
Exactly.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to ring him in a minute. All right, everyone's saying that I need to ask my neighbour before I take the table from two doors down. Otherwise, it's something called theft by finding, which I didn't know anything about.
How does that... Theft by finding?
I thought it was finder's keepers.
Yeah,
right. It was Weavers, obviously not.
Yeah, that sounds a much better law. Law, yeah.
Finder's keepers, Sheila's wheelers.
No,
losers, weepers.
That's not the actual law. That's just a rhyme my mum said.
Right. I don't speak to the neighbours, though.
It would be a good way to introduce yourself. It's better than have you got any sugar.
Hi, can I nick your table?
And can I have it, please?
Yeah. I don't want to go down for theft by finding. I don't want to be banged up in Chokey with Big Al in the showers. What'd you go down for, mate? Nicked a coffee table, actually, from two doors down.
Yeah, it's not the greatest crime, is it, really? You're not going to get respect off the other prisoners that way.
Really not.
I nicked a coffee table.
Someone's saying this could be Kumquat's latest mission and get Noob to call Kumquat, who's my flatmate, and get him to do it that way.
Yeah. It's not quite spooks, that, is it, really?
Well, no. And probably easier than assassinating Anthony Costa, which is the last one. I wonder if he's done that yet.
I mean, they couldn't do a whole episode of spooks, could they, on nicking a coffee table?
Not really.
Anyway, I'm going to try and phone my flatmate in a minute. I think he might be asleep. He is properly ill today. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Hi, flatmate Fraser.
Hello.
You alright?
Not really, I'm pretty ill, actually.
You are ill, aren't you? I saw you earlier, yeah. That thing I gave you earlier, by the way, was cough medicine. I know it was in a shot glass.
And it did look like
it looked
an
like,
Alka-Pop.
It did. It looked like I was giving him a B-52 or something. But it was actually, it was cough medicine. I couldn't find anything else to put it in. Anyway.
Is he too ill to get his own medicine?
Oh, yeah. I just looked to try and look after him. He is a bit ill, yeah. Right, so you've been to the doctor's.
Yeah.
What happened on the way there?
When I was leaving the flat, I was just walking up and I was just wearing a tracksuit, and this woman, right, obviously a neighbour, grabs me and accuses me of trying to rob our flat.
What, because you're wearing a hoodie?
Yeah, how rude is that?
So what did you say? Oh, no, I live there.
Yeah, and she didn't believe me. She said, oh, well, we'll have to call the police to find out. And I was just like, I don't need this. So I had to go and open the door to prove that we lived here, that I lived here.
Wow.
I hope she doesn't live at the house with the table we're about to go and ask them to steal.
Right. You know your window? Look out at it now. Is the table still there?
Yeah.
It's a nice table. It's a nice table. Agreed?
It is a nice table.
Right, okay. But we've just done a bit of a thing about this on air, and apparently we have to ask first before we just take it, even though it is out on the street.
Well, of course you do. Otherwise that woman will be back. Like, I told you,
Robert. I so hope she is the owner of the table.
Yeah.
I really do.
Also, I've just had a text from an actual policeman, Rav off Crime Watch, and Strictly Come Dancing, who says, prove you have taken reasonable steps to find the owner, and if you can, the table is yours. Thanks for that, Rav. It's always good to have an actual policeman with advice.
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
So, policeman who is also Torso of the Week.
And a dancer.
And a dancer.
Well, not for very long. But
right, so if you... Can you go... It's two doors down, isn't it?
Do you expect me to go get the table?
Yeah, can you just go and ask?
Have you still got your tracksuit bottoms and your hoodie on?
I do. But this is the worst I've ever felt, ever.
He shouldn't be going outside if he's got a chest.
Yeah, but the table is nice, apparently.
It is nice. And if she says yes, then just lug it back, and then it'll be there by the time we get home. Get her to help you.
I'm not going out to get a rubbish table.
It's not rubbish. You agreed it's a really nice table.
But it's just a table. What about me? I'm ill. I'm sure it's waited this long, it'll be ready for when you get back.
But think about what a nice table in your flat could do for your state of health. It could give you a real pick-me-up. You could put your cough medicine on it and everything.
Yeah, in a shot glass.
Yeah.
Can you just go and bang on the door, not even ask about the table, just see if it's the same woman that accused you of being a robber earlier?
Or play knock and run.
What would I say to her?
Just say...
Yeah, ring the bell and run away.
Yeah.
Hello. And see if you can see her.
I'm the hoodie that tried to rob my own house earlier. Okay, well... Well, okay, if it's still there at 7, then will you help me bring it in?
No. I don't care. Why do you care about this table?
Okay, right, we'll have some more cough medicine and maybe you'll start making sense.
Okay.
Okay, bye, I love you. Radio 1 Podcast. By far, the favourite thing that's happened to me so far this week, or to us, is what we heard about earlier on in the office, which made me lol. Becky has been nominated for an award.
Why would that make you lol?
Because it's funny.
But you're not allowed. We're not allowed to. I'm not allowed to say what it is for yet.
Why?
Because it's under an embargo vacation.
Your nomination for whatever it is under an embargo.
It's top secret until midnight and 1 minute tomorrow morning.
Or what happens?
Yeah. What are they going to do?
I don't want to risk it because that might ruin my chances of winning.
This is my favourite. Oh, the hilarity in the office earlier.
It's not going to, like, affect the stock market or anything, is it? It's not like...
You don't know what award it is yet, chappers.
Is it the Nobel Prize? Because people were a bit surprised about that last time, weren't they, with Barack Obama getting it?
They were, yeah.
You know, could be.
I can't say.
Is it Miss Taunton 2009?
Miss Taunton? I'd be Miss Somerset.
Miss Somerset 2009. Yeah. Do they have that? Is it like Mr. Crawley?
I don't know if they do, actually. They should. I could go and judge that. I can't say.
You go and what? You go and judge Miss Taunton?
Yeah, I think that was quite good. Mm. You should come too.
Is it?
I just can't think what it
could
be.
You're not going to get it out of me because I don't want to jeopardise the result.
Are you a late entrance for Mr. Crawley?
I know what it is. I know what it is, but we're just not allowed to say.
But if we... Well, I don't quite get what...
Don't spoil it for me. This is my first nomination.
I thought we were allowed to talk about it on air.
Not until midnight and one.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Maybe we should do a news flash. Into Nihal's show at midnight. Do you think he'll let me if I go on and... I could do a phoner on his show to announce it to everyone.
I'm not sure that he would care that much. Right, OK, so we can talk about it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's so good, though. I want to share it with you right
very,
now.
Very, very good.
It is good.
I'm very well deserved.
But we will... We will tell you what...
I have to get on to Newsbeat so they don't put it in the big five tomorrow lunchtime
they won't.
Either.
They won't.
Well, they could, couldn't they, though?
But they won't.
That wouldn't break the embargo if it
that
went in the big five.
That wouldn't, but I just, if you want to have the official announcement, Scott, I think it should be...
Oh, were you saying that maybe people want to announce it before we come on air?
Yeah. Right, well, once it's out there, everyone will be talking about it.
They will.
Couldn't other people announce it? Like, could Breakfast Show announce it?
Is it best Matt Lucas lookalike, 2009?
Yeah, but it'll be in all the papers tomorrow morning.
I wouldn't need to be nominated for that. I just win it automatically.
It'll be in all the papers.
It won't. Anyway, find out tomorrow what award Becky has been nominated for. It's worth tuning in, believe. Really is. Our masterpiece is coming up, a classic album from start to finish, with all the gaps, as was intended.
Radio 1 podcast.
So now, on BBC Radio 1, it is time for our masterpiece. All this week, Zane Lowe is playing in full some of the greatest albums of all time, from start to finish, with all the gaps. Just like it... All the gaps are, and all the tracks as well, not just gaps, because that would be rubbish.
Don't just play the gaps.
No. Last night, it was the Black Album, Metallica by Metallica. Tonight, it's The Streets in full, original pirate material. Tomorrow, he will play The Clash, London Calling. And on Thursday from 7 p.m, you will get, uninterrupted, the entirety of Discovery by Daft Punk. And now, it's our turn. A classic album in full on BBC Radio 1. Right, take the phones off the hook.
I need to let Tulip out before I start the barricade.
Yes, let Tulip out. You can... All right, go, Tulip.
Bye.
Take the phone off. Okay, turn your mobiles off, and if you can barricade the door because you used to be good at tug of war. Thank you.
And
this is one of the greatest albums of all time. An album released in 2002. It's Busted by Busted. What?
I'm just too excited.
It's got 14 tracks on it. It sold quite a few copies.
If you run out of stats.
Here's what Simon from Biffy Clyro thinks.
My favourite album, I guess, one of my favourite albums of all time. And it was a band I saw live with my friend Martin, and it was the biggest rock show I'd ever seen, and it made me fall in love with music.
Mm-hmm. Here's what... Someone from Korn thinks.
Me and my band have always looked up to them. They've been like our, the band that we look up to throughout their career.
Did you know which one of Korn that was?
Doesn't matter. Here's Simon from Biffy Clyro again.
You know, it's really, really complex and it's really heavy, but it's also got many beautiful moments.
And now, what does Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath think?
Sorry. They've come up with some great songs. In a lot of ways, it reminded me of us when we first started with our first album.
And here's...
I love that album. All the tracks on that. And they're a great bunch of guys as well.
Thanks, Tone.
Let him finish.
And here's Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
They've come up with some great songs. In a lot of ways, it reminded me...
That's not him, is
he still doing an impression of the bloke from Black Sabbath?
Here's Corey.
You're talking about the greatest album of all time by a band who, to this day, is still relevant and has never lost track of the fact that it, the fans first.
See, they all love it.
I hope Zane's making notes upstairs about how this is done.
So here it is, in full. It's our masterpiece on Radio 1. It's the debut album by Busted, called...
The doors are barricaded.
Busted!
Her voice is echoed in my mind. I count the days till she... Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. No one seems to have come down yet. Someone from the management office just came down to have a look just to make sure we're still
I
alive.
I glared.
And then we just glared. And... Right, let's... oh, hang on.
Zane's going to try and get in. Shall I let him in or not?
Can we let Zane in? Right, undo the door.
Come on.
What?
Stop it.
I'm carrying it on now.
You interrupted it. Once you interrupted, it's done.
Sorry.
You've got to keep going.
Okay.
Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those runny boys. Stood there was my neighbor called Peter and a flux capacitor.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, yeah, they've come in now and told us to stop. So what do we do?
Just keep going. I don't mind getting a detention for this. No, you've got, at least got to get to sleeping with the light on.
Yeah, I don't want to get sacked.
They can't sack you for playing too much Busted.
Really?
It's not in your contract, is it?
I don't think so.
I think you could probably go to a tribunal if they tried to sack you for playing too much Busted.
He looked angry.
He was wearing a pink jumper.
Yeah, but he went like, I think that's enough.
I don't think...
Just do it.
Well, can we play one more? I don't want... Thing is, the next two are rubbish on there. So can we just play one more?
Is this how Zane does it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think Zane's annoyed that we're just messing with the format.
Oh, is he?
But he just said he's enjoying it.
Come down quick. Just let
no.
it play.
Okay.
Podcast.
Hello, this is Radio 1. Chubbers, what am I meant to do? Scott's not
nothing.
Here.
I just do you normally start by saying hello?
I've never done it before properly, have I?
It's the future.
Anyway, that was good. Scott is in the meeting, and we're going to
There are a lot of very, very, very angry people
on the text. Nat, hello?
Yeah?
What are you saying?
To put Busted back on.
Are you annoyed?
Yeah.
Well, there are an awful lot of... I particularly like Ollie in Nottingham's text, which is, to be fair to the management, you do hear Busted about 100 times a day on Radio 1, whereas Kesha, you hardly ever hear. So you can understand why they wanted to take Busted off for the refreshing sound of Kesha. You can see their point, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right then. Thank you very much. Anybody else?
Josh. Hello?
Hello.
What are you saying, Josh?
I just come out of work and I wondered what the hell was going on.
Well,
and then all of a sudden, this seriousness started coming over the radio. I don't even like Busted, but I was quite getting into it.
Yeah, so were we. And then a boss came down and Scott's been taken away.
Also, the boss came down and stopped it halfway through a track, which is like a massive no-no.
Like, Zane Lowe's complaining that you weren't doing it properly, but you were making an effort and then the boss ruined it.
Exactly.
Yeah, we tried. Anyway, onwards and upwards.
He should be applauded for trying, shouldn't he, at the very least?
Exactly.
You know? He's not going to get to Zane's standards unless he's able to practice these kind of things.
Of course, Chappers, I hear what you're saying, mate.
You know.
Anyway, hopefully we'll be back for What's Occurring. Should we play his record of the week?
Joanna in Glasgow, damn you, Radio 1. It was turning out to be the best day of my life.
Julian Casablancas will make up for that. I'm good at this.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
That's our record of the week this week. It's Julian Casablancas, and I wish it was Christmas today. We're playing it for you every day.
Oh! What's occurring?
Okay then, time to play out what's occurring. Let me know your scores, please, on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first one. You know women?
Yes.
Yeah.
Aren't they a mystery sometimes?
Yes. Do I get a point?
No.
Well, that's the right answer.
What do you think they're really looking for in a man?
Do you know what? God knows.
Right. now, they say, don't they, that they want a good sense of humour.
Do they?
They want someone sensitive, they want someone caring. Is that what they want, do you think, Becky?
Yeah, and loads of other stuff.
Like?
Depends on what mood you're in.
Precisely, that's why it's not impossible.
What? It's obvious.
Well,
what?
We went onto Stupid Street and we asked them... What's the most attractive hobby for a man to have? Bearing in mind, you know, we want someone sensitive and caring, with a good sense of humour. What do you think was the most attractive hobby for
most
a man to have?
Most attractive hobby?
Yeah. For a man to have, according to Stupid Street.
Musician? Or chef?
Why are you going,
because I was just
perv.
Thinking, I was just thinking whether I prefer someone to play music for me or cook for me, and I realised I wanted both. So, a musical chef.
Well, that's not going to be in there, is it?
Chappers?
What have you got? A musical chef?
Yeah.
A cooking musician.
Oh, this is stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Let's find out.
Oh!
So, we asked Stupid Streets, what's the most attractive hobby for a man to have?
So, what hobbies do you think make men more attractive?
Football, definitely football.
Why do you think that?
Because they're fit and big and muscly.
Oh!
Swimming.
Why do you like swimming?
You can see their chest and body, and that's pretty sexy. Oh,
good.
What hobbies make a man more attractive, in your opinion?
Someone who played rugby, because they're just, like, they're really muscly, fit-looking.
Stuff like tennis, because, you know, it's like, whack it with their arms. You can see their muscles and everything, so... So what hobbies do you think make men more attractive?
Surfing. Surfer dudes are hot. I don't know, they just have bad bodies and everything.
What hobbies do you think makes a man more attractive?
Just being really attractive, really hot.
So what kind of hobbies do you think make a man really attractive?
Hunting.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because it makes them more, you know, strong, and it's like a bloke's job.
What kind of hobby do you think makes a man really attractive?
Ooh, probably a bit of pottery, ever since I've seen that movie. Is it Ghost? That's really good.
What is it about pottery in particular?
Just that you can make anything, really. Like, you can start with a bit of clay and it can turn into anything.
What kind of hobbies do you think make men attractive?
Flower arranging. It shows creative, sensitive side, you know, something a bit different. I think it's always good to see a man flower arranging.
And what kind of hobbies do you think make men attractive?
Shopping, definitely.
I don't know, games and reading.
What about, like, Scrabble?
Yeah, Scrabble would be quite good, if they're okay at it.
Good.
Yeah, because if they were bad at it, then you wouldn't want to go out with them.
But I would, because I could win all the time.
I'm glad that they really do, after we surveyed them, they do want someone sensitive and caring with a good sense of humour.
They're fit and big and muscly.
You can see their muscles and everything.
They're really muscly, fit looking.
Tennis, because, you know, it's like, whack it with their arms.
I'm glad we were right.
What hobbies do you think makes a man more attractive?
Just being really attractive, really hot.
Yeah, so...
they're just shallow, aren't they, really?
If you're filling out a job application at the moment...
picture on.
Yeah, just put hobby being really attractive and really hot, especially if it's a female employer, and you will get the job.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Now, you know Kesha came in last week.
Yeah.
And we did the Kesha noise. Mm-hmm. A lot of interviews just noise.
Oh, no.
But,
oh!
Man!
Yeah.
Oh. So someone may have pointed out that I said a word quite a lot during the interview.
Yeah, I got...
Did you notice that? At the time.
I didn't note it, but straight afterwards somebody tweeted me about it saying you did say a certain word an awful lot during
it. I think I say it a lot anyway and I need to stop it.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
My question, how many times did I say, okay, during the Kesha interview?
I think it was 112.
No, it wasn't that many.
You say it normally after each question, after they answer, so...
Well, I'm going to stop it.
10.
It's annoying.
I'm trying to think how many questions you asked.
10?
Probably about 10, yeah.
Okay.
You still stick him with 120 chappers?
No, I'll go 15.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Seriously, I'm not in the mood.
Okay. Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Look how annoyed he is with himself.
Here's me saying it.
Oh, you've got
a lot.
So red.
Okay. 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 Wham it is. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Go, Katie.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay. Okay.
Well, the reindeer sounds really boring.
Okay, cool. Okay. Okay, cool.
I know.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Didn't like to plan too much.
Okay. 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 Cool. Okay. 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 Well, I think there's about 40 in the end, so Chappers, you can
have the okie cokie there. That was very good.
Can have a point.
Oh, what's occurring?
We don't normally move on that quickly from what's occurring questions, but you seem to be going moving on quite quickly.
It's something that I'm going to address. Okay.
Okay.
You know Susan Boyle?
Yeah.
I thought I saw her at the train station today, and then I thought, actually, no, she's probably not allowed out by herself anymore because she'd get too many autograph people, wouldn't she? She'd have, like, minders and stuff now.
Do you think?
But I honestly thought it was her, and then I thought, no, she's bound to have bodyguards. Do you reckon or not?
No. I don't know.
She can't still... She's massive. She can't still go out on her own.
Is she?
Can she? I don't know.
Well...
Maybe she wears a disguise.
Whether she goes out on her own or not...
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
I decided to call her up earlier. Can you believe?
Have you got her number?
Yeah, she's... No, she's still in the phone book.
Wow.
Yeah? She needs to get that sorted at some point. So I called her. I dreamed that... But my question is... When I called Susan Boyle up, could I persuade her to sing a song for me? Yes or no? Would she sing down the phone?
Yeah.
Do you think? Bear in mind, she can make a lot of money from singing with that voice. Would she just do it to me on the phone?
No, I don't think she would. No, I don't think she would.
So you're saying no, Becky's saying yes. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
One voice. One incredible story. One woman who inspired the world to never give up on their dreams. Ladies and gentlemen... Susan Boyle.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Is that Susan Boyle?
Yes.
Subo, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Can I just say, I think you're absolutely amazing.
And who's this calling?
My name's Scott. So when did you move?
I didn't move.
Moved to America?
No, I'm not that Susan Boyle.
What do you mean?
My name is the same as hers, or hers is the same as mine.
Oh, don't play it down. I know it's you. I can tell by your voice.
It isn't.
Just do a bit of song for me. Go on.
Pardon me?
Just do a bit of that one I like. Wild horses!
No, it's not the singer.
I think you're brilliant.
That's nice.
What, so what's Simon really like?
I don't know Simon, for real.
So you're not going to give me a little blast of I Dreamed a Dream?
No, I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
It goes like this. You know how it goes. I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
It's the one she did for her parents on their anniversary. I think I know that one.
Go on, then.
I am alone. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. How about that?
Oh my God, it is you. Really nice to speak to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks, Susan. Oh, isn't she nice?
Oh, she was lovely.
Aww. You can tell it's her, though, can't you?
Yeah.
I like it that she's still so modest.
And she sang.
But she kept denying it was her. But, well, yeah, we got her to sing. Don't think that one's on the album, but she did sing, so Becky gets the point. Oh. And it's a draw on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199. Thanks, everyone.
Oh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, apparently, this is the hot new toy for Christmas. You know, we played Susan Boyle laughing. It's Tickle Me Subo. This is what the parents are going to be fighting over in the run-up to Christmas in the toy shops. We thought the most wanted Christmas gift before now would be the one that doesn't speak Swanny Whistle, which is flying off the shelves at Toys R Us. But I think Tickle Me Subo would be...
Do you?
And off she goes. Yeah.
Are you... Right. I'm not sure kids are really going to want that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.